presenting another episode of Mrs. McNeil's English class titled, Whoa, Who's She? I haven't even seen her in the hallways. Hello, all you pubescent insecure teenagers. If you feel like you're just the average height, then I understand your problems. Right now, I'm just medium height compared to everyone my age. Us medium tall people just blend in with the crowd, nothing noticeably special. We don't stick out at the sides because we're amazingly short. We don't tower over a mob because we're twice everyone's height. We just go with the flow. I'm not going to ignore short people's problems, but I still think there's bad and good things about being short from what other people have told me or complained to me about. Now you're going to hear from an actual short person.
So, John, what's it like hanging out with tall people?
Well, it's kind of hard because they like to make fun of you a whole lot, and it doesn't really help with your confidence.
And is there any other way that your everyday life is hard because of your height?
Yeah, it's hard. Like, sometimes, like, people try to give me high fives, and I have to, like, jump to reach their hands.
And do they miss?
And I miss every time.
Oh.
Almost. So I have to set my goals higher.
Yeah, that seems hard. You really have to work harder when you're shorter.
Yeah, especially for the upper shelves.
Just to keep the evidence unbiased, I'm going to interview another short person. Hi, Soraya. How are you?
Good.
So, this might be hard, but could you think of some things that are good about being short?
Well, you can hide in places easier than taller people.
When you're playing games?
Yeah. And also you can get more attention and act your age.
So you mean they give you more attention because they think you're younger?
Yes.
That's lucky. To sum up these interviews, the bad part about being short is that you get teased and made fun of, and you have to work extra hard for simple tasks in daily life. Although, the good part about being short is you can hide just like the good old days when you could hide in a cupboard and your parents couldn't find you for hours in hide and seek. You could also trick people into thinking you're a lot younger and giving you special treatment for your age. Have you ever heard of the world record for most average-heighted person? Well, obviously it's much more interesting to hear about the 8-foot-11-inch Robert Wadlow, even though he had a short life, or the 21-inch Chandra Dongi. Hey, you look like your average height. Do you mind if I interview you?
I guess.
Okay, I was just wondering what your everyday life was like.
Well, it's pretty normal. I do homework. I cry quite a bit, but you know.
Oh, how come?
Not because I'm average height.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Well, is there anything good about being average height?
Well, there's nothing good or bad. You asked me about my life, and my life doesn't really have anything to do with my height. So,
well,
what?
Is there anything good about being average height that you can think of?
You can blend in with people so they don't see you crying about your homework and just...
Well, thank you for telling me. Since I'm average height, I'm allowed to share my opinion. And
as you heard in the interview before, being average height means no one notices you when you're walking. And you might want that if you're having a bad day, but most of the time, especially at our age, you need as much confidence as you can get. And something to feel special about yourself is a good thing for us to have. But medium height people don't really have that in height. We're still just stuck blending in with everyone else.
So although we may not seem to be judged as much as shorter or tall people, internally we're actually suffering a lot.
And just to summarize, one good thing about being medium height is you can hide in the crowd if you want to, and no one will notice you. But that can also become the bad part about being medium height. Because hopefully you don't want to be ignored your entire life, right?
Tall people. They're not better, just higher above the rest.
I'm sure you've all seen her in the hallways, so here's one of the tallest girls in our grade.
Hi, I'm Kate. They call me the Beast. Just kidding.
Kate, what is your everyday life like?
I am very tall.
Oh yeah.
I'm 5'9", so I kind of tower over most people, which makes me have a little bit of a different perspective.
So do you like that?
Sometimes.
Is the weather nice up there?
No.
Do you play basketball?
No.
What about volleyball?
No.
What about running?
No.
So do you get judged?
I don't really get judged, but, you know, people, like, make fun of me, just kind of
jokingly. A lot.
Yeah, and they always ask me what sport I play.
So they expect you to do something that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Our final interview will be with another early bloomer who happened to grow a head taller than many people. So, Walter, what's your everyday life like at school?
Well, today I was just playing around, and I did math, and we watched CUC.
Oh, that's fun. What did you do at recess?
Played J-Bomb.
Did you win any of those games?
Yeah, I got most people out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So, do you think that you could have won because of your height?
Probably because of my strength. Because you're trying to hit the ball as hard as you can.
Okay, but do you think because you're taller you have more momentum?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Do you like that advantage?
Mm-hmm. It's easier, but it's not that hard for somebody to do it when you're taller, because it's a little bit easier to do it when you're taller.
Yeah, so it doesn't feel that hard, but it really helps when you're taller.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, the bad part about being tall is you can be stereotyped. People might assume you're good at things like maybe certain sports. So if you don't do these things, it's like you fail to live up to those expectations. But the good part about being tall is you're still able to do some simple tasks much easier than short people. And those basically natural abilities give you a little bit of an advantage. There's many stereotypes of how short and tall people have it easy that I didn't even think of. Although medium-heighted people still may not get attention, the other heights of people may not get good attention. So, I'll leave it to you guys to decide which height is the best. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you feel confident no matter what height you are. also thank you to all the sources and people that helped me make this podcast, including allthat'sinteresting.com, wikipedia.com, indiatoday.in, Kate, Walter, Soraya, Molly, John, Amelia, and Cambria.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.